My name is Mary Ann Delfonso Reale. My brick says that Priscilla and Loretta Breggia were click, click, clicking all the way to church every Sunday morning. And I just remember that, hearing them. When I was getting ready in my bedroom, I heard them, and I always looked out, and it was always them.
And that brick is on Newberry Street.
On Newberry Street, right in front of my house, 89 Newberry Street. I grew up there with my parents upstairs and my sister and my mother's mother and father downstairs, the Morellis.
And then your other grandma
lived right in back of us on Federal Street. We could see each other's back doors, Concetta and Dan Delfonso.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you told me, there were some rules for you growing up, you and your sister. What were the rules?
We couldn't move out of the yard. So we either played in the yard or stayed on that side of the street and could never get off that side of the street until we were in junior high school, I think. My cousin Connie always thought I was a little younger because we were so protected by our parents that we could never do anything that the other kids did. I remember we would go to the 7 o'clock Mass every Sunday. As hard as my father worked, he always made sure we went to the church, and then we'd come home, and we were all packed to go to the state park, and we went there every single Sunday.
Are Priscilla and Loretta still alive?
Oh, yes. I just saw them the other day.
You did?
Yep.
What are they up to?
They live in a three family on the end of Congress Street, close to the East End Prom. They have a beautiful house. Priscilla's husband... Loretta's husband passed away, mm-hmm. So she lives upstairs. Priscilla lives on the second floor with her husband, and she has a son. And then the mother used to live on the first floor, so the whole family just stayed there all these years.
Oh.
They were very pretty girls, very nice girls, very stylish. And like I said, that was my memory. And I told them about this, and they could not stop laughing. And I said, you're going to be famous one day. And I told them about the brick and everything, and they thought that was wonderful. My house still is there. My brother-in-law owns it, and the house is right next to it. The condos right next to it are going for $1 million a piece, which is just unbelievable right now. Nobody can believe it. I couldn't even go back to my house to live back down there. So it has really changed. I wish my parents were around to see that. I think it would have made them sad to see all that, but that's progress.